Tuesday, and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dodd, editor ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Today, we dive into the newly released Digital Transformation Index from Dell EMC. Every couple of years, the company tries to take the temperature of where companies are in terms of digital transformation, and this year shows some very hopeful results on behalf of Canadian companies. We're joined by John Byrne, currently President of Commercial Sales for North America at Dell EMC, and whom you may remember as Global Channel Chief before that. We'll talk about where Canadian businesses think their own digital transformation journeys are going, how they evaluate their progress, and of course, what solution providers can do to help meet the opportunity around digital transformation in the market. And throughout it, Byrne has some great examples of Canadian companies that are transforming their own businesses through the use of technology. It's a fascinating conversation, so let's get into it. My chat with John Byrne. John, thanks for taking the time. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
I wanted to talk a little bit about the Digital Transformation Index that you guys put out not too long ago. And I think it's an interesting barometer. Canada, as a nation, you know, historically, we're kind of a bit slow to grasp new business and technology trends, whether it's a conservatism or what it is, kind of not wanting to be the ones that go first. How have you seen attitudes around digital transformation evolve in the country? You know, what can we learn from the most recent edition of the Digital Transformation Index?
Yeah, it's interesting, Rob. I think what's very clear now is digital transformation is really a question of when, not if. It's undeniably urgent that for companies to succeed in the future, they need to become digital today. And really, you're hearing it more and more often is disrupt or be disrupted. Mm-hmm. And every conversation, frankly, Rob, that we're having with customers is all around transformation. And the only thing that's different is where each of them are in or on that journey. And it's, what we're finding now is the conversations we're having, it's no longer just an IT discussion with the CIO.
Right.
It's a true competitive advantage discussion that is now bringing in the CIO clearly, but the CFO, the CEO, as well as many, many other of the general managers in the business. And what you're seeing with our Digital Transformation Index research, which is trying to capture the state of digital transformation of, think about it, Rob, in terms of mid to large size companies. Mm-hmm. It's tracking how companies are advancing the transformational initiatives. It's identifying the steps that they're taking, the priorities, plans, investments, trying to truly uncover the barriers that they face. And obviously, we like to look at trends. It judges the progress by comparing the current index versus the 2016 Digital Transformation Index that obviously you look at yourself. So when I look at Canada specifically, and I just compare, I think I look back to 2016, there's a few things that are really jumping out to myself. And one is that more companies are identifying themselves as digital leader. It's only 6%, but nonetheless, 6% believe they're true digital leaders in 2018, which is up 3% to 2016. Mm-hmm. However, more companies are believing in Canada that the digital transformation should be much, much more widespread. And when we ask that question, 83% of people in 2018 believe it should be more widespread throughout their organization, which is up by 15% in 2016, showing, look, it's a matter of it's when it's going to happen. And it's worth noting, it's interesting you mentioned that comment on Canada, it's worth noting to me that these numbers are stronger actually than the global trend, suggesting that Canada is actually slightly ahead on grasping digital transformation. And we're finding that more companies have a mature digital plan, investments, and innovation in place. So whilst they're not all the way there, 29% do have the plan. So when I want to be a little bit more specific and maybe make it more relevant to yourself and your audience, we're seeing Canadian organizations who are having some great success adopting a holistic digital business approach. And it's across virtually all of our verticals, from healthcare companies completely transforming the patient experience by seamlessly connecting doctors to patients, data, and research resources, to utilities completely modernizing and automating their operations to be more environmentally sound and cost efficient. And even things like educational institutions basically providing laptops and digital learning experience to every child to create a truly technological capable and advanced future generation. And just look at a Coquitlam school district who deployed thousands of Latitude 2-in-1 to enable student transformation. And the goal is to improve learning outcomes by using technology as an acceleration. And we're finding that across many, many, many of our customers in Canada.
You touch on the fact that, you know, we're a little bit ahead, in fact, on the upper tiers of leadership in terms of digital transformation. And one thing I thought was interesting was that, you know, you see those top two tiers kind of are well represented in Canada, in fact, ahead of global averages. And then that middle tier, the digital evaluators, that kind of drops off below global average. And then the bottom tiers, who are just kind of starting or beginning to think about digital transformation, are above. So my perception is, instead of sort of a smooth shift upwards, there's kind of that drop off in the middle. Does that suggest we've reached something of a plateau, or are we simply at a point where organizations who have made the move and those who are still trying to figure it out are still trying to figure it out?
Yes, that's a great question. Like I mentioned, first of all, and I always lean in the positive. Well, the positive news here is that more Canadian companies are moving down the path of digital transformation, faster than global. That's a great thing, clearly. But more than half, actually 56% of Canadian companies, are still relatively early in their journey, and actually identifying themselves as either digital followers or digital evaluators. But I think the picture truly becomes a little bit clearer when you balance the top three investment areas, cyber security, multi-cloud, and AI, with the top three challenges that virtually all of our customers, and I'm sure you're hearing it as well, the top three challenges they talk about, which is data privacy security, lack of budget/resources, and then, of course, lack of in-house skill sets. And, those without a holistic plan and a trusted technology partner, this is a recipe for cost, complexity, and delayed time to value. So that's enough to keep most organizations on the planet, and get back to your question. On the other hand, what we've seen is that the secure, scalable, end-to-end solutions built and deployed with an experienced technology partner, they are the key to overcoming those very same challenges and actually accelerate many customers to get on that digital transformation now. Well, the great news is, and again, I want to try and keep it as relevant as I can to Canada, there are many examples of Canadian companies breaking through. BCNet built EDU Education Cloud with a flexible cloud-based infrastructure to design, build, and deploy applications and services for colleges, universities, and research institutes across all of British Columbia, all whilst meeting regulatory requirements and also with cost efficiency. Or you look at Tech Resources implementing autonomous trucks at mining sites with the real-time data transfer and no latency. We're basically allowing our customers, working with them hand in hand, to actually show how they can be successful not only today but tomorrow, by letting in our capability, whilst at the same time making them more efficient and also saving them a lot of money. And that's where we are right now in the gym.
In general, how have you seen people or organizations worldwide kind of evolve over the course of the years? Have we seen kind of a general progressing up and towards the right, or is there sort of a peak and valley effect in terms of the path that that you find companies are taking?
I think we're just beginning, Rob. I really think we're just beginning. You know, even when you look at our own business, and whilst we're proud to, in the 2 years being together as Dell Technologies, going from $73 billion to like a $91 billion organization. Mm-hmm. We're playing in a $3 trillion market, and it's just beginning. And the trends that we're seeing in Canada, the global pervasive. You know, organizations and main organizations are struggling to keep up with the pace of change. And, you know, 89%, ISO, essentially, when you look at our index, 89% of our companies are still not classifying themselves as digital leaders.
Yeah.
Despite identifying that they've got to be. And they understand that it's truly a business imperative. No surprise, emerging markets are the most digital and mature. You know, I saw that in my previous role running the global channel business here. Mm-hmm. You know, when you look at people who believe they're digitally mature, India 58%, Brazil 56%, Thailand 55%, top the global ranking. And like, developed markets are stepping behind. You know, Japan 29%, Denmark 38%, France 38%. You know, they receive the lowest digitally mature scores, which may surprise some people. And Canada, again, right in the middle, is slightly higher than the global average. But I want to remind take note that Canada is only 1 point behind the UK and 5 points behind the US.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what we're seeing, and it's almost comes across with every single discussion we have with all of our verticals, is that the barriers for digital transformation, they're remaining pretty consistent. It is around data privacy. You know, as we move into this era where we're consuming and building and developing more and more and more data, it's about the privacy of that data. Mm-hmm. And it's about lack of budget, a lack of the right in-house skill sets are always the top three barriers globally, no matter the vertical. And look at for us as a technology solution provider, and you know, as you're following us, we want to be seen as that essential infrastructure partner.
Yep.
It's our responsibility to help customers around the world break through these barriers, whether it's providing the right technology, helping deploy your investments wisely, providing resources to support skill set, and is one of the things that, you know, we're investing ahead of the curve because. But we know two things are happening in our market. Clearly, there is mass consolidation of IT infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that this transformation is blocking all around us, and it's why we're committed to investing in people and supporting our customers. But clearly, investing ahead of the curve on technology.
You've touched on sort of some of the barriers, some of the challenges that organizations see. Through both the lens of the research and through your own lens and your conversations with customers more anecdotally, what do you find are the sort of the best traits, strategies, and ideas kind of that help organizations move forward? I.e., what do companies need to successfully define and implement digital transformation in their own organizations?
Yeah, well, I think it's twofold. First of all, is recognizing that digital transformation is now a truly holistic business approach. And it's not just a technology discussion. It really is a transformer die. We're really not going in and talking to customers around, hey, what is your infrastructure? We're trying to understand the business outcomes that we're trying to derive, be it 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. And look at what we're finding is the best results are coming when the CIOs and business functions come together and collaborate on those desired outcomes. And what that means, including feedback from end users and, of course, customers into all of those dialogues. The reality is cybersecurity, IoT, multi-cloud, AI, these are the top four global technology investments for the next 1, 3, 5 years, you name it. And, you know, what we're seeing here is that private companies can also take some inspiration from others. You know, what I'm finding very interesting, Rob, is many of our customers who may be in a vertical, one of our verticals, they actually want to be coming to our customer advisory boards and being in, actually, other vertical discussions.
Right.
Because they want to be seeing how other people are thinking about their business. Because when you're only focused on one vertical and you may be a leader in that space, you're not getting that creative thought. You're not getting that creative, what are the outcomes going to be in the future years? And, you know, I'll give you a couple of examples, maybe for your own audience in Canada. But if I tell you, if I look at a couple of the customers that we work with in the United States, for example, well, one of them was, look, they recognized the power of analytics. So, and that was the city of San Jose in California. They're now using big data and analytics to predict traffic accidents and improve emergency response time. They're all staying highly cost efficient. Or a company's wanting to figure out, hey, how are we thinking about using digital solutions to connect the dots? So an example, you remember maybe a year ago that horrific incident in Vegas, and now we're working with the city of Las Vegas, where connecting video surveillance cameras and sensors to detect traffic patterns, but also noise detection, that if you hear some form of gunshot, as an example, you want to be dispatching emergency services immediately, no downtime. Look, you know, we're finding more and more of our customers want to be involved in those kind of conversations. But the second thing, and it was a big bet by Michael, which was, look, customers, we want to find the right partner to help you guide through, like, guide you and your organization through these transformations that are happening around us. And as you know, we have them categorized as for digital IT workforce and security transformations. And we believe, and I think we're seeing a lot of our customers, they're not looking for more technology partners. They're looking for less partners, but much more strategic than those that are going to be here today and tomorrow and the future. Mm-hmm. So for us, with a truly a more collaborative design, our customers are experiencing, you know, quicker adoption internally, and like, they're happier. You know, and we're seeing those scores improve with our customer NPS scores. And look, in Canada, we know that digital transformation initiatives are on the rise. So it's about ensuring that those are the right investments and deliver the right outcomes. So for me, as you choose the right partners, aligning with organizations that are investing in R&D, standing the test of time, and when you think of our own organization here, Bell Technologies, we've invested some $20 billion in R&D over the past 5 years, and that's led to a very powerful portfolio. And I know that you'd be lining up about it, but we live number one in core PCs in North America, number one in server, number one in hyperconverged, number one in storage, number one in virtualization. We have all key elements of the digital transformation, but we're just getting started. And, you know, we're excited about the opportunity.
All right. And one of the really interesting things, and you certainly touch on this about digital transformation, is that it can look so many different, it can look like so many different things to so many different organizations, and that can evolve, because there is, as you say, you know, you go to a different vertical or even just another company, and how are they thinking about it? How are they thinking about this, and how can I bring what they're thinking about into my own lens? That creates a pretty broad tapestry for partners to weave in terms of the types of solutions, the nature of solutions that they can bring to customers to help solve for this problem, which is so pressing. At the same time, it does require partners to, at least sort of the more traditional partners, I'll say with air quotes around the word traditional, to get a little bit maybe out of their comfort zone in terms of selling on more of the technology basis towards digital transformation sale, which is more, as you say, about the business outcomes and that sort of thing. What have you found works for channel partners to help build their own digital transformation practice and to be able to better help their customers identify the opportunity for digital transformation, evolve the opportunity for digital transformation, and ultimately implement and realize that opportunity?
Yeah, it's a great question, and it's one close to my heart. As you remember, when we brought Dell Technologies together, I was asked by Michael and team, which was to build out our channel strategy and our channel ecosystem, and I used to create a brand new program. And the way that we think of the channel is, look, it's what an opportunity. Mm-hmm. And it's truly an strategy. So for me, the way I think about it, the opportunities for channel partners is to help guide those customers and those companies through the digital transformation, because the opportunity is massive. Mm-hmm. So number one is understand where the customers are in the digital transformation journey, listen to what their needs are today, and dig deeper to set them up for short and long-term success, and make sure you're talking not just to the technology department, but to the strategic decision makers across the full business. Mm-hmm. But secondly is, we want partners to deliver the right solution capability to their customers. You know, and channel partners need to align with a technology leader that can help them guide their customers along that critical journey, and a right partner that will stand the test of time with the right record of innovation. So, as you know, with that, as we've been building out our channel strategy, you know, we're very fortunate and very blessed. We have taken this channel business from a $35 billion business some 2 years ago to close to, actually, I think it's $49 billion in orders through a channel business. Mm-hmm. And what we're finding is our partners who are going in and selling more, of their portfolio. You know, we have a wide portfolio. Those who are leading in services capability, and services close to the box, but also truly consulting and being our consultative partners, those that are aligning closer with their own field organizations, those are the ones that are winning, and they're winning big. Partners now are selling more lines of business, and partners are selling three lines of business from us to our customers. They're generating 11 times the revenue per partner as compared to those that are selling two lines of business,
right.
And 29 times the revenue per partner compared to those that are selling one line of business. So it is a significant opportunity, and you know, we're very proud of our partner program, and we're proud of the progress we're making. But what an opportunity for those partners who are prepared to invest and sell the full portfolio.
All right, what an opportunity indeed, and one I know you'll have your eyes on, and we'll certainly keep our eyes on too. Thanks for taking the time to share a lot of data and some great stories about what you're seeing in terms of the digital transformation opportunity here in Canada.
My pleasure, Robin. Look, again, thank you to yourself and to your audience, and also to all of the customers in Canada. If I can help in any way, please don't hesitate to let me know. And thank you for your time.
There you have it, Canada's Progress in Digital Transformation, direct from Dell EMC's John Byrne. I'd like to thank John for taking the time to talk through the results, thank Dell EMC for their continuing support of the site, and of course, thank you for listening. If you're enjoying the show, please do leave a quick review in your podcast app of choice, and remember to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back later this week as we chat with Francis Edmonds, Sustainability Lead at HP Canada, about some of their own research around the sustainability of printing supplies. The research gets into why sustainability has gone from nice-to-have optics to a key initiative for companies looking to attract and retain talent. Until then, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.